Good morning. Continuing in our discussion of wearing hats for davening, we saw yesterday the opinion of the Mishnah Brura in Siman Sadi Aleph, who said that in Bizmanenu, in our days, Tzarech Lahasim Beis Atfila, that it is required to put during one's davening, Kova Barosho Kederach Shaholach Barachov, a hat on one's hat, like the hat that one goes out in the street with, Velo Bekova Hakatan Shetachas Hakova, and not simply davening with a yarmulke, a small head covering. Why? Because that is not the way that we would appear in front of Anashim Chashuvim, in front of dignitaries. So in fact, says the Mishnah Brura, more is required than a basic head covering. It's required something more significant, a hat. So based on that, the Yaskil Avdi discusses how about for Mincha and Maariv. In other words, is the Mishnah Brura just talking about Shachris, or Mincha and Maariv also, when we don't have a talis on our head, should we be required to cover our heads with a hat as well? So based on that Mishnah Brura, the Askel Avadi says as follows. We see from this Mishnah Brura that wearing a basic yarmulke is not sufficient. You need a hat on one's head. How we have to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu as we do in front of dignified people. The Askel Avadi says as follows. Hare dekova katan, just a yarmulke is a chutzpah in front of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is on our heads and we're davening in front, and we're in a shul where there is a hashrash, a Shekhinah, and the shul has a bechinah. It falls under the umbrella of Es Mikdashi Tiral, just like we have to have fear in the base of Mikdash. So too, this is our Mikdash Me'at, the shul. We have to treat it with dignity and respect as well. So the Askel Avdi says in very strong terms that it would be a chutzpah to simply daven with the yarmulke. And the Askel Avdi continues, and he quotes the Mishnah Brura in another place in Siman Ches. There, the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch, is talking about wearing a talis on one's head for purposes of davening. And the Mishnah Brura quotes the Taz, who is of the view that when somebody puts a talis on his head for davening, he should still leave his basic head covering on. In other words, if he's wearing a kippah or a small hat, whatever it may be, put the talis on top of that so you have the double layer there. And in fact, the Bach says as follows, that your talis should be on your head from the beginning of davening until the way ends. So based on that, the Mishnah Brura quoting the Taz, and the Mishnah Brura quoting the Bach, that you should have your yarmulke and your talis on your head, and the talis should be on your head the entire davening, says the Yaskil Avdi, we should learn from that, which is talking about Tefillah Shachris with the talis on one head, Mizman Shein Lovshin Talis, the times that we're davening that we don't have a talis on our heads, like Mincha and Maariv, that we should, Sha'alav Lechasas Rosha Bekova Hagadol, we have to put on a large hat, a hat on our heads, and it is not sufficient to daven with simply a yarmulke, because that would be a chutzpah in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, obviously, this may not sit well with everyone who's listening to this audio right now. So, Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we will see the side to be lenient, because obviously we can't be that. That's how we're going to end, that everyone's required to wear a hat. So, tune in tomorrow, Amir Tzashem, and we will see the other side of the coin. Have a wonderful day.